Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's back today, and yesterday, last night, on Facebook, he was thanking folks for the nice messages that did make him feel better, and many of those messages, I commented a little while ago, went through them, were from folks that listened to Jimmy on this station and have missed you. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It was not something, I'm not out very much, and I don't get sick.
2017, I believe.
Generally. And woo, doggies! I'm just walking around like a regular person. And on midday on Sunday, man, I just feel. I think I'm going to throw up, and I never think that. And I started to do it, and man, it came every few minutes for 6 or 7 hours. I contacted my doctor friend. She said, "Man, I think if you can't hold down that Phenagrin, you're going to have to go to the hospital and get some." I went, "Oh, I don't want to go to the hospital." So I put that off for another hour or so. And I just finally told the authorities here, if I throw up one more time, we're going to the hospital. And I threw up one more time. So we were off to the ER, and luckily I picked a night where there were a few people there, and they got me right in and put me on IVs and shot some kind of drug in the IV, took blood, said I was dehydrated, gave me another bag. And so I was there for a while on IVs, but that was apparently what I needed, and it calmed things down.
I imagine you had the staff, the nurses, the PAs, the techs, the interns, I bet you had them all entertained for hours.
No, I didn't talk. I looked bad.
Really?
I looked rough.
Really?
I was sad.
Well, the picture you sent to prove that you were going through something, I believe. I do the same thing, by the way. It seemed to suggest you were holding court almost.
No, I was just trying.
So who made that picture? Somebody had to make the picture because it wasn't a selfie.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Someone did.
I don't think he said.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I assumed it was the staff, but okay, I get it.
You never know. But, I mean, there were some great people that took care of me, and it was good. But I tell you, the bad part about this stomach virus, it's like a norovirus. I thought it was food poison, and it wasn't. I think it was a norovirus kind of thing that one day you're just wrong and you get sick, you know. And
I bet it occurred to you? It's bird flu. You got the bird flu.
It's monkey pox.
I don't hope the birds don't have what I had, but my stomach feels like somebody beat on me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like and my voice is not quite good enough. It's kind of all right, but it's raspy because that acid that burns your throat. That's bad for vocals.
Yeah, it is.
Bad for vocals. All right, let's get to it. Hall of Famer Steve Mongo McMichael. They called him Mongo. He was Chicago Bears. He's in the Hall of Fame in the 46th defense of the 1980s, and he has passed away at the age of 67. He had Lou Gehrig's disease.
You know, he played for the Longhorns. And
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew that.
And was just a stud, and he invested in Austin with his time and his treasures. He Schultz Garden is here because he stepped in and saved it. And in the 70s, I guess it was, the late 70s, early 80s, he's one of the first Longhorn players I met. He listened to our radio program back then. So we weren't close, but we stayed for, and I love the man. And there's this great eulogy that was written to him in one of the sports deals. And I hit print, and it was, you read it, 16 pages. It's really incredible. And I learned things about him that we never knew, and I'm going to share it in a little while. But he tells why he ended up having the image of a wild child and how that happened and why. And it's
he was also an incredible wrestler. I mean, if you were a nerd.
Was he actually good at it?
Oh, big time.
I didn't follow that.
Like he and Rick,
I knew about it. Didn't follow
He and Ric Flair. So he was a champion wrestler, too.
As you said, Jimmy, his name was Mongo. But his nickname here, if you really knew him, when he played here and all, was Bam Bam. Which is kind of
like, I see where he was the Longhorns' all-time leader in career tackles, 369, and sacks with 30.
One thing that might have been
team All-American unanimous.
It's a lot. Yeah,
one thing that might have been wrong in this terrific eulogy is it said when he was with the Longhorns, which was 4 years. This can't be right. I question it. It said he was on those teams. They only lost one game in 4 years. That couldn't have been. Fred Akers. It's into Darryl Royal's tenure, as I recall, and the first of Fred Akers. But good man. A lot of people around here knew him.
By the way, Bear Bryant wanted to use him as a tight end.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the NFL kept trying him out for center, and they didn't like him. Two or three teams. And even though I think he was originally drafted by the Green Bay Packers, and then they said, well, he can't play center. And so they sent him on somewhere else. And he decided to go talk to the folks in Chicago, and they weren't really that interested, but, he was going to be like maybe one of those waiver wire picks. Anyway, here's the end of the story. One of the assistant coaches takes him out that night and watches him guzzle a whole pitcher of beer in like a minute. And he goes, you belong with the Bears. And the rest is history.
85 Super Bowl shuffle Bears.
Well, yeah. this is the night that they start all that stuff. This is the night of the NFL draft. They make it into the biggest TV show that they can do, and it's going to be crazy. I mean, they've got remotes everywhere. They got cameras all over the place in people who are prospective draftees tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday night. And Brad Paisley, who you just played, is the entertainment on Saturday night at the end of that round. So there you go. And I think Tennessee, if they haven't given it away, they are the first pick because they stand.
That's right, unless they do give it away. And then and allegedly you'll get Cam Ward, and that could be good.
Where does he live?
I don't know where he
Cam Ward.
Miami. He played for Miami.
He lived there?
I believe so, yeah. He was their quarterback.
So anyway, we got people everywhere, with cameras so they can do a two-way conversation. But they like for them to be there, those big picks. They like for them to be there and walk that stage and do all that stuff. So we shall see. Oh, let's see. Well, all this Trump stuff has got just everybody in a dither.
I haven't heard anything, have you?
if you look at it from the blimp, and that's what I've tried to do, because I just didn't feel like, swimming in the mayonnaise jar with all these stories. But if you back it up a second, I think Trump's had to back it up a second. He's not going to fire the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Why? Because it would be a messy legal fight, and it would trigger more market chaos. He doesn't need any more of that. So it probably wouldn't change anything if he did, the monetary policy. And then you've got him dealing with China, and there was some indication the last 2 days that he has backed off a little bit on the trade war, that he may or may not be talking with China directly. The Secretary of the Treasury said that he has made a unilateral offer to cut China tariffs. So I don't know why no one wants to do a complete deal yet, but that one seems to be in maybe a decent shape. Not so much so for Canada. I think he actually jacked up some rates for them because they're not acting right or something. So that one's still going on. But China, that would be a big deal. Now, this whole Zelensky, Putin, Trump triangle is not pretty. It sounds like Trump wants to make the Zelensky and company give up the land that they've lost so far, and then do some other stuff on top of it, end it, to make it end. And it doesn't sound like the Ukrainians want to give up as much land.
No, you're exactly right. And Zelensky's hell-bent on, you're going to give me Crimea back, even.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So I don't know if they just got to accept what they're doing or what, and I don't know where we're going. I think everybody's getting real frustrated with it. Putin apparently, maybe last night, you know, because it's already way, it's almost nighttime again now over there, but the last night was apparently really bad with ballistic missiles and drones and everything else trapping people in buildings in Kyiv. So it got real bad in the last 24 hours. So we'll see where that's going to go.
Yeah, that clearly was a message of, you know, the peace talks fell completely apart as of yesterday in London.
Yep.
The President of the United States took the opportunity to bash the Ukraine, but particularly President Vladimir
Zelensky. Yeah.
Vladimir. Yeah, it's not Vladimir. It's Vladimir, right? Anyway, not important, except that it is his name. And so clearly Putin and Russia said, we're going to break your spirit and show you, yeah, you got nothing, and here we go. That's what they did.
So that's not worked out like Trump said it was going to work out. The lowering the interest rates, not happening like Trump said it was going to work out. The China and the tariffs and all that, the stock market, you know, has just been totally in a dither. A lot of people have lost a lot of money, and it's been very volatile. And that's not worked out like Trump had wanted. And then all these other things that he is still, well, the one thing that has worked, you've got to say, and they, even the crazy people say, yeah, he got the border stopped because that's what he really wanted to do. You know, that was his number one thing, and then get the price of eggs down. So I think he's done both of those things. But, man, he's gone to war with higher education. Now, I'm still trying to figure out, and I haven't been able to find anybody exactly knows, but I will find out today how he got the invite to speak at the commencement for the University of Alabama next week. I don't think the president of the school invited him. So I don't know how he would have gotten an invite to come do that. It's not, exciting.
If it went ahead of the president, it'd be their, your all's Board of Regents there. That's who did it.
Well, the Board of Regents has got political people. And he's got friends up there, you know, because that's why he's gone to some of the football games. He's almost like an Alabama fan, I guess.
Can you just invite yourself? I think I want to speak.
I don't think you can for a commencement.
Right.
But something, the current president's leaving. And so, but not before this. So I don't know what's going on with that. But that is happening next week. There's just a lot of turmoil, to say the least. The colleges is, Yale's buckled down and said that, you know, they're going to fight him, and Harvard's fighting him, and these New England schools are definitely all going round and round with him, and we'll see. Musk has sort of backed down in the last few days. You don't hear as much from him as you did. Boy, Minnesota's cranked up, though. They're the ones, you know, they found a guy that had, and he worked for the state somehow, and he had torn up a Tesla, messed it up, did something, and got arrested, and basically got his hand slapped and let go. Because the governor up there is not opposed to just about anything that you want to do, you know, to show your disgust with Musk or Trump. So it's kind of interesting. So the world is all in a dither, and Trump is, they're doing things. So I don't know. It's been very interesting. The Congress is still off duty for another couple of days, and then we'll see what they do. Next week, supposed to be at Congress, a pretty big week, maybe trying to get that big, beautiful bill passed when all of them are back in session, and we'll see if that happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.